There is a meditation version of this audio that I revised as this lesson. I used to naturally be this way prior to the few years of PTSD. After listening to this, I realized that this is how I found my way back to my healthier, happier mindset. And I did this unconsciously from what I already knew and used to coach. So, I am a living, walking, talking example of this lesson and its endless possibilities. I hope you enjoy. This audio is meant for you to just simply sit back, relax, no pressure, no worries. I suggest, though, just allow yourself to listen. Allow yourself to hear. Allow yourself to hear without letting thoughts or questions come into the mind. And even if they do, just turn your awareness back to what it is that I'm saying. All you need to do is sit back and listen. Do you understand who you really are? Do you understand the significance of you and the life you create? Every day you are experiencing life, the people, the places, the things around you, feelings, thoughts, you are experiencing, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, feeling, being alive. Do you notice? Do you notice what things look like? What things sound like, what things taste like, what things smell like, what things feel like. Do you notice? You are the creator of what you experience. You create your experience by how you choose to see, hear, feel, touch, taste. You are a spirit living a human experience. Each one of us has an individual path of discovery. We have our own perspectives of our lives. We have our own story to create. Your life is yours. It is an individual experience filled with people, places, things, situations, stuff. It's yours. Only yours. This is a God-like point of view, as we are completely in control of how we perceive what is occurring. Sit back, make a commitment to begin seeing yourself as the creator of your life. Stop thinking, stop feeling that you're not in control or that you don't have choice. You are in control. You do have choice. Each of us has a godliness within us. It's an energy and an awareness within us that we can tap into and simply be the creator of our own life. This is your personal power. A very small shift in perception will change everything for you. It will open the doors wide. It will open the windows wide. Let success and happiness flow into your life. All you need to do is begin having a new habit of becoming aware, noticing your life, noticing the life around you. Begin noticing your thoughts, feelings, actions. Notice the thoughts. Notice the feelings. Notice the actions of those around you. Step back and just watch. Be more silent. Become an observer. This will help you become more aware. The more aware you are, the more clear you will be. The more clear you are, the more comfortable you will be. Begin to notice the little things, such as the way a bird is gliding in the air, how it lands on a tree branch or a fence post. Notice the petals on a flower, how they grow together, how they are when they are open, the texture of the petals, the color or the different colors, the different tones. Pay attention and look into someone's eyes as they're speaking with you. See if you can become aware. Are you bringing them joy and comfort? Or are you bringing them pain and discomfort? What are you feeling as you look and listen? Why are you feeling this way? Become the observer in your life. Observe everything. Ponder the meaning before giving meaning. Understand that nothing has meaning unless you give it meaning. Every moment of every day provides an opportunity for you to grow and learn. Every moment is an opportunity to expand your awareness, to experience everything in detail. Experience everything around you, rather than the small world inside. That small world inside of us is the part of us that has those self-centered thoughts. Self-centered thoughts are the conversation that is ongoing and automatic in your head. The feelings that become thoughts that get in the way of happiness, joy, fulfillment. To become more comfortable and content, you must first begin to notice your thoughts. Notice what you say to yourself regularly, particularly when you feel you are unhappy, uncomfortable, angry, frustrated, or sad. Notice what is happening automatically and begin practicing looking at your own thoughts to see what you really are saying, feeling. See what you're saying and feeling about yourself and those around you. Perhaps even ask yourself, really? Why? Where is this coming from? Begin to choose thoughts and words that are positive, supportive, understanding, compassionate, loving, and kind in all opportunities, wherever you can. The more you practice, the better you will become, the easier it will be. Even when you are upset, frustrated, sad, or mad, you can choose to hear, see, feel, speak, and be understanding and kind. Begin to choose thoughts and words of gratitude in all areas of your life, even the crappy stuff. The crappy stuff helps you learn, helps you discover what is wrong for you what is right for you. Become more conscious of your thoughts and feelings and your actions. You will begin to fully participate in your life with a more clear, calm perspective. You will be aware of how you are participating, how you are contributing to how you experience your life. Notice the moments when you become preoccupied with what-ifs, yeah-buts, discomfort. Learn to stop, look, and listen to what is going on inside of you. Stop and breathe. Remind yourself that in that moment, it is only you experiencing life. Through your perspective, you can decide to change the experience, change the perspective, change the point of view, or discover a solution. You can let go of anything that brings you a moment of discomfort. You can control how you feel. This is raising your consciousness, raising your conscious awareness to be clear, awake, and alert rather than symbolically sleepwalking. Get clear, get in charge, be motivated, open, inspired, happy, and content. When you begin to embrace this way of being, you will begin to feel peace, harmony, love, joy more and more often. You begin to intentionally control and direct the way you experience your life. You become the creator. You become the producer. You become the director of your story. Write the best story of your life. As you begin to smile and feel happy, laugh, and spread joy, this will grow and expand around you. Think for a moment when a baby laughs, how absolutely infectious it is. The insides of you simply cannot resist the urge to laugh too. Now think about how when you laugh, it feels so great. Really, take a moment and remember a time where you just busted a gut laughing. Possibly the person beside you looked at you oddly, but then busted out laughing with you. They just couldn't resist that energy pull. You know what I mean. I know you get it. Deep inside of you, you get it. Let that grow and become more clear. Perhaps even you remember a time where you stubbed your toe on the bed or a piece of furniture to end up yelling your head off angry, and then in a split second busted out laughing at the silliness of being so angry. Isn't it funny how that moment of laughing can change the outcome of feeling angry, or even have you forget the pain and the discomfort? Isn't it true that when you laugh, or even when you remember a time of laughing your butt off, you feel kind of good inside? Perhaps there's even a tiny smile on your face right now as you're having a memory of laughing. And if you begin to laugh, the people around you begin to laugh, and it becomes infectious, and it expands out to others. Isn't it just better to lighten up, to laugh out loud, to laugh more, to be able to laugh at yourself even? As we grow up, we literally forget how to be childlike. Where children are constantly learning in surprise and excitement. They're open to looking at the world around them. They're open to wanting to understand more about everything in the world around them. You should step back and practice being a little more childlike every once in a while. Just relax and look at what's around us with interest. Ask more questions, try to understand better, or simply just notice what is in front of us with awe and fascination. Most importantly, take the time. Allow the time to be present, not racing forward in our thoughts or backwards into nothing, because the past is over. It does not exist anymore. There is only right now. You only experience right now. Not a second ago, that's over. Not a second ahead, it hasn't happened yet. So why waste the right now? Why worry about the future? You can begin to make steps, changes, choices to create the best future ever. Take time every day to practice noticing. Noticing your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, all of the little things around you. The more you begin to notice, the more you can choose to let go, the more you can completely become aware of yourself, the more you can become self-aware. Most importantly, feel in control. Take the time to notice. Notice the way you breathe, the way you walk. Isn't it amazing that you walk? And so subconsciously, you don't really even think about taking the steps that you're taking, do you? You just take them. You just trust that you can. And even if you trip, you just keep walking. Notice the sounds of life around you. Go out and notice feeling of grass, sand, or the ground under your toes. Your feet have feelings too. Every part of you notices something. Pay attention. Are you distracted from noticing? Slow down. Slow down and pay attention. Experience things as if it was the very first time, or as if you had to explain to someone who has never experienced life here before. The details. It is the simple things that bring us joy. When we stop, look, and listen, we live. We live with the life around us, not just within ourselves. Set yourself free to be the best you that you can be, the best you that you are meant to be. Be calm, be happy, be present, be aware, be content, be all that you are looking for. Your life will begin to change in the most magnificent and fabulous and positive way. You are ready for success. You are ready for good health, prosperity, joy, and happiness. Watch it happen. Feel it happen. Experience it happen. See yourself grow as you put the right pieces together, because you are choosing from awareness of what you're choosing. If you examine your thoughts for 5 minutes at various times during the day for several times a month, you will begin to see a more clear impression of the kind of life you are arranging for yourself. If you are not pleased with what you discover, then you had better begin changing the nature of your thoughts and feelings. Know this, what you are thinking, you are experiencing. If you do not like what you're experiencing, you must change what you are thinking. practice, practice, practice. Pay attention. Notice. Become more aware and begin experiencing your life in a more positive and beneficial way. Always remember, you deserve good health, happiness, and prosperity. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, so if you're interested in sharing, pop over to joeharris.blog. Join the community and tell me what you think. Tell me your ideas. Share with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you.
That's it for now. See you soon.